to talk about something I've been hearing about lately. A lot of people talking about semaglutide or semaglutide, however you want to pronounce it, which is the GLP-1 agonist, Wegovy, Ozempic, causing lean muscle mass. Okay, and I'm hearing this a lot from so-called experts, people in community physicians, even spreading beyond experts, and people are spreading the rumor that this is causing lean muscle mass, which is something you want to preserve, muscles, bones, other tissues, and not causing fat loss. So we know the studies show that people lose about 15 to 17% of their body weight over a year. And in that major study that got FDA approval, they didn't really look at lean body mass. So we're talking about the real answers. So this has been studied with something called DEXA, D-E-X-A, which is a type of x-ray machine that determines how much fat you have in your body and how much lean muscle mass, as well as ultrasound and impedance. These are ways that are considered the gold standard to see if somebody's losing fat or muscle. Okay, study number one, 2020. Weekly semaglutide dose in for 26-week study, they found that people lost visceral fat, fat mass, and they had no significant loss of lean muscle mass. Now, what happens is that when they say no significant loss of lean muscle mass, it depends on how it's worded. They're looking at relative lean muscle mass compared to fat-free mass. So when somebody has a high weight and their weight goes down, there's typically some degree of lean muscle mass that goes down with it. But what's the ratio of lean muscle mass to fat mass? It actually gets better, and that's actually favorable for a human being. So in other words, if somebody's very heavy, they have to have a heavy skeleton to carry that weight. So their DEXA scores improve because DEXA reports in percentage of fat-free mass. Another study done in 2020, this used DEXA as, this first one actually used ultrasound and impedance. The second one used DEXA, DXA. Then they did 178 people. They did a, looks like about a almost a year-long trial. They put them on semaglutide. They also did a placebo arm, and they found that, again, fat-free mass was lost. I'm sorry, they found that fat-free mass went up as a proportion of weight. They found that the patients lost weight. They lost basically insignificant amount of muscle mass, just the amount that you'd expect to occur when somebody is smaller. So their fat-free mass got better, not worse. In study number three, this again was done with a DEXA, and they saw the same thing. They found total fat mass reduce, visceral fat mass reduce, and increased proportion of lean body mass. So what happens is when somebody looks at data and they want it to say something other than it's saying, they start confusing you with the information. So let's talk about this again. When you are, let's say somebody's 250 pounds and their ideal weight's 150 pounds. They've got a bigger skeleton to carry that weight around. They've got some muscle and bone density that's necessary to carry that larger frame around. When they lose weight, we want their percent of absolute lean mass compared to fat to go up, not down. In each of the studies, it went up, not down. Now, in each case, they did lose a little bit of lean body mass because, again, they're not carrying as much weight, but it was not significant because their ratios got better. So don't be misled by people telling you you should keep this weight on because you might lose all muscle mass. And I've heard really notable famous experts say that people are becoming fatter, they're losing too much lean muscle mass. This is just not true. There's been no studies that contradict this. None. So I want to be very clear about this. There's a lot of people saying this. There's no evidence to support what they're saying. They're taking information and bending it to feed their agenda, which is that you should not lose weight with this method. Now, you might choose that you don't want to use semaglutide or semaglutide to lose weight. That's your choice. But if you want to, don't listen to these talking heads telling you that you're going to lose lean muscle mass. You lose some, but your ratios, which is the only predictor of health, get better. These drugs cause weight loss. They reduce other addictions. They reduce autoimmune diseases. It significantly reduces cardiovascular events. In fact, so much so, the FDA approved Wegovy semaglutide for primary cardiac prevention. So this is something that I don't want this BS statements getting out there and scaring people off from becoming healthier because they're afraid of losing lean muscle mass. So thank you very much.